This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For this Saturday's Horse Show, I spoke with registered yoga instructor Aaron Allfield. Yoga is probably not the first thing that comes to mind when thinking about the horse world, but Allfield says it could be helpful to equestrians out there. This is why she's gearing a workshop specifically towards yoga for equestrians.
Yeah, I do. In the past, I've rode horses for about 10 to 12 years growing up, and a lot of riding has a lot to do with posture and flexibility and mind and body balance and breathing. And it's great because now that I'm doing yoga and I'm practicing and teaching, I thought it would be a great way to have a spin on the yoga to do yoga for equestrians, both mounted and off the horse. And so with that, I feel like it would create a stronger connection between the horse and the rider, and it would create more of the balance with the breath work and the flexibility, and helps with the posture, absolutely, through the yoga postures.
So have you been testing this out yourself?
My partner in crime with this is actually my sister, Whitney Hopkins, and she trains horses for three-day eventing. So she is kind of like my trial, my little individual trial person. She does yoga with me, and then she also goes and rides and shares everything with her students. So I've done kind of trial and error through her, and because I've kind of stepped away from riding whenever I went to college.
And as I understand it, you have a workshop coming up here pretty soon for yoga for equestrians. Is that right?
I do, yes. It's March 23rd, and it's from 2:30 to 4:30. At Cornerstone Farms, which is in St. Jacob, and it's hosted through myself and through my show, which is Mid-Illinois Sport Horse Organization.
And what should people who are going to be attending this workshop expect?
Well, they'll get a brief introduction as to what yoga is as a whole. So we're going to be doing some postures, a little bit of breathing techniques, a little bit of the philosophy. And then we'll be going into more of the benefits of yoga for equestrians and for their horses also. And then also with that, we'll have questions and answers. We're going to do an hour yoga session, and we'll just be practicing all the different postures that will really benefit the equestrian riders.
Now, you mentioned earlier that part of it is yoga on the horse, and normally when people think about yoga, they think about doing all of these intricate poses and things, and that's kind of hard to imagine doing on a horse.
Yes. Basically, what we're going to be doing with our horses, this first workshop is going to be unmounted. The one that we'll be following on April 6th, that'll be up for discussion with all the students that show up to see if they want to bring their horses or not. But what I've done through just past experiences is you kind of just do your stretches, like an upward salute, and you do a counter bend, and you have the horse kind of turning its neck, more of like a pre-warm-up for the riding and for the showing settings. So more of just stretching out, getting all the horse's muscles warmed up, and also along with the rider.
And when you're talking about yoga for equestrians, are there certain things you focus on more so than just doing regular yoga?
Yeah, in a way, yes. I will be focusing a lot more on spinal flex postures, so that way everybody can work on lengthening up through the spine as they're sitting up and, you know, tucking under through the tailbone, making sure the horse can really feel the rider being a part of the riding experience. I'll be working a lot on toning up through the quads and through the glutes, and also working more on like the forearm strength, so that way whenever we're getting all of our horses' heads to tuck up all nice and pretty, then we're not straining our wrists so much.
And after these workshops, first of all, I assume you're hoping that these workshops are a success.
Oh, yes.
And after these workshops, where do you hope to go with yoga for equestrians from there?
Wherever anybody has interest, to be honest with you. I have lots of available time in the summer, so I'm going to be doing a lot more with the yoga with the horses then, especially as the show season starts all back up. I plan on just going to different barns as needed and as the interest arises, and just going out and talking to all the different equestrian students. And, you know, it could be a private lesson, it could be a group session, just really whatever anybody is interested in. I'm kind of flexible with my schedule in the evenings. And like I said, for weekends and for summertime, I'm very open. So kind of willing to work with whoever has an interest so that way they can benefit for themselves and for their horse.
So when people hear yoga with horses, they'll know it's more so yoga for the equestrians, not so much the horses doing mountain pose or anything like that.
Correct, yes. As people get more experience with the different yoga postures that we'll be practicing on the ground, then we can bring the horses in and we can do things. For example, we will have like camel pose where you're opening up your hips while you're on the set on the horse. This will all be bareback. And then you can kind of do like a tree pose with your horse and just connect, just kind of working more in the unity and creating more of the partnership with the horse. So most of it is off the horse, but it can be with the horse, like standing on ground, both student and horse. And then some more challenging poses for those who are comfortable, then they are actually on horseback.
Well, this definitely seems like something interesting to keep an eye out, especially as show season approaches. And if people are interested in learning more about these workshops, how can they do so?
But you can contact me through my email. And my email address is Erin, E-R-I-N, and then just a dot, Aufield, A-H-L-F-I-E-L-D, at yahoo.com. And I would be more than willing to share any type of information. With the workshops, we have one on March 23rd, and then the next one will be on April 6th. So we're kind of doing a follow-up workshop to see what people would like to do from there.
Again, that was yoga instructor Erin Aufield. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.